a consent form, just so that we can log all of this in the UofL site, not just for us. Does that sound good?
Okay.
So yeah, I have a list of questions and I figure I'll just start and, you know, they can take us where they take us, but okay. So, when did you work at the UofL Writing Center?
2003 and 2004 and 2005.
Okay. And were you an MA or a PhD student?
I was a PhD student.
Okay. Yeah. Bronwyn had mentioned that you were the assistant director for some of that time. Or...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All that time. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So that takes care of my second question. Who were some other tutors you worked with? And I don't know if they were called tutors then.
Wow. Okay. So the other PhD students are going to be easier for me to remember.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anne-Marie Patterson, Dan Keller, Steven Niederheiser, Joanne Griffin. I feel like I'm leaving out very important people. Alicia Brazeau was there too. Matt Dowell. There were two Romanian students, master's students, and I can't remember their names, but I think Anka was one of them. I know there were more, but those are the people who were coming
along. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
It was like when I got the first email about this, I thought that was a longer time ago than I remember it being.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so can you tell me a little bit about the training that you went through in the Writing Center, or even if you, because since you were assistant director, you probably facilitated some trainings too.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Most of my Writing Center training would have been in my MA program before I got to Louisville. I do remember sitting in on Carol Mattingly's Writing Center class and leading a discussion on something, but I don't remember what. That's all I remember there.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. How would you describe the structure of the program while you were here?
The Writing Center?
Mm-hmm.
Like administratively or?
I mean, I guess however you want to approach that question, I'd be interested to hear about the administration or, right now we do a class in the fall. All the MA students do a class in the fall, and as we're working in the Writing Center to learn about theory and practice and all that. So that kind of thing, or administratively.
There was a class, I think it was in the fall, but I am not 100% sure on that. I remember also that they would record sessions, mm-hmm. and use that. There was an IRB, like a standing IRB approval to record sessions and use that as part of the training for the tutors, and also just to collect information about Writing Center work more broadly. Beyond just an individual professional development piece. Administratively, there was a faculty director. There was a staff person. I don't know what her official title was, if she was an associate or assistant or something like that, director. There was a staff person who worked the front desk. There were, I want to say, like 4 or 5 PhD students who were assistant directors. And most of the tutoring was done by the MA students,
mm-hmm.
tutors. And the PhD associate directors, or assistant, I can't remember right now, had different responsibilities. So I was kind of in the writing across the curriculum piece of it. I think that was me and Anne-Marie. Someone else was a little more in charge of the day-to-day in the writing center. And then there were other people who worked with the writing center's research project.
Okay. Yeah, Bronwyn had mentioned that you were a part of the Health Sciences campus.
Yes.
Writing center.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I just remembered that before you called. Yeah, so one day a week I drove down to the School of Nursing, mm-hmm. and I went and sat in a desk there for a few hours, and it was like me and an APA book, and I don't know my wits. I don't know. I didn't really have a lot there with me, and students would come, and we'd do little writing center sessions down at the School of Nursing.
Cool. Yeah, I have not been down to the HSC campus and seen what all that is about, but I would assume the volume was a lot less than on like main campus.
Well, and I was, I think technically I was supposed to only see nursing students. I mean, oh. I remember a student who maybe was in the medical school or something, but I was there primarily to serve nursing students. Yeah, I mean, there were days I'd go and I'd sit there for 3 hours and no one would come. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just like when papers would do, more people would show up. And I liked doing it, and it fit really well into my research interest in like medical writing and things. So it wasn't my intention in agreeing to do it that it would all line up together like that, but it kind of did.
Cool. Let's see. Oh, so can you describe what you remember about working with writers? What was rewarding? What was a challenge?
I've worked with so many writers. It's hard to remember the ones at Louisville, like as a different category from all writers. I remember working in the summer with engineering students who were doing their like internship reports. The challenge there was that many of them did not want to come to the Writing Center. Mm-hmm. And it was like a requirement of completing their internship report as they had to bring it to the Writing Center. And so I had some pretty unengaged sessions that they were just there to kind of like check the box that they had been there. So there's that. Some of the rewarding sessions that I remember were with like international students or students who were English was not their first language. In the Writing Center was where it hit me how hard those students were working, mm-hmm. and how much I respected them for, because I just thought how I would be at a total loss if I were in their shoes. And so that was kind of a revelation to me. Another session, this is not exactly your question, but a session that I remember because I tell this story every semester. I teach the Writing Center training class at my school now. And so I tell this story every semester that I remember working with a writer who had a book or something that she was using as a source over on one side of the table. And then she had like her notes in the middle of the table and then the paper she was working on the other side. And I watched her copy down an idea from her book into her notes. And then she like took her notes and put it in her paper and she plagiarized, but she didn't realize that that's what she'd done because there was that step in the middle where she was taking notes and she like, you know, didn't put quotation marks around it or didn't mm-hmm. like identify it in her notes some way. And so, that was cool for me because I saw how in the Writing Center you have the potential to intervene in the middle of the writing process, which I know is like something we say all the time about Writing Center work, but I watched it happen and I was like, no, wait. and I thought if this student had been working at home on this, no one would have known until it was too late that she had done that. I mean, like I use that story both to talk about how plagiarism can be accidental, but then also what an important like moment you have when you're tutoring to step in to somebody's mm-hmm. process and kind of maybe redirect it.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure.
So I guess there were some students that stood out for me.
Yeah, there's those sessions that kind of stick with you and for different and weird reasons sometimes.
Yeah.
So that kind of answered my other question I was going to ask about, like strategies that you learned in the Writing Center that you still use today. So that's one. Oh,
you know what? When I conference with my first or second year writing students, I run them very much like Writing Center sessions a lot of the time. I will sit with a writer and like read the paper with them and read it out loud even, and do the like, well, this is what I was expecting, but then it kind of went this other direction, and like doing the responding as a reader thing. So all that I do carry a lot into what I do as a classroom teacher.
Yeah, that's awesome that you devote so much time to those one-on-ones. I'm just imagining, I mean, however many students you have doing the process with that.
Well, and I should say, like, they're probably more like modified Writing Center sessions, you know, and I choose my moments. It's not like every time I talk to a student, it's that. It's different. It depends on what I want to accomplish in the session, and I mostly have small classes, so that's the other thing.
That's nice. Let's see. If you can remember any sort of specific or general issues that students asked about in terms of writing and things that you thought the Writing Center did effectively or not so effectively.
Well, when I was at the School of Nursing, the students all wanted help with their APA documentation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those where like, yeah, I'm sure, I'm happy to help you with that. But I would actually get their grading rubric out and be like, that's 5 points. The fact that you don't have a thesis is like 50 points. And don't you think maybe we should talk about your argument? And, you know, sometimes I was more or less successful at convincing them to think about the bigger issues. But it kind of became clear to me that the APA thing was something they felt like they could control, that it could be objectively right or wrong, and so they wanted to fix that. And maybe they thought that was where I could be helpful, and they didn't think I could be helpful with an argument for a nursing paper or something, but that's one thing I really remember students coming to ask me for help about. You said things that the Writing Center did effectively. I just remember it being busy a lot of the time. I mean, so there was something in the PR and in the effectiveness of the sessions that brought people in and, you know, kept them coming back. So I think they did that well. I think the tutors were well trained. That's what I can think of right now.
Yeah. Did you all do classroom visits and things like that? You remember doing that, or maybe it was the MA students that did it.
I did classroom visits through my position as the WAC associate director. So we would, like a faculty member would invite, I mean, from across the disciplines, would invite a graduate student to come in and like, I would give a workshop on thesis statements, or I would give a workshop on here are 6 different options for how you could organize your paper, or so I did those kinds of like writing concept specific workshops in classrooms, but not any. I don't think I did like the 5-minute go in and introduce the Writing Center spiel. And I don't even remember that the MA students did that at the time. I could be wrong, but my biggest connection with the classroom would have been through like writing across the disciplines. Mm-hmm. Some concept focused workshop. And we also did some faculty workshops on teaching writing across the curriculum too, where faculty were the audience. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that much about them. I just remember that they happened.
Yeah. I know you said, so you worked a lot with nursing students because you were at the HSC, you had those hours. But when you did those workshops of writing across the curriculum or discipline, were there particular majors or that seemed to respond better or were more involved?
You know, I don't even remember which disciplines I went to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's always, it's interesting to see if there's like, I think it'd be nice if there was some sort of pattern that you could locate and say, okay, this group of students seems to be responding really well to this type of session, and this is different, but I think ultimately it might just be random.
It might be the topic of the class is, or how much the faculty member is emphasizing, writing in that class, or how the faculty member incorporated what I did into their class before and after I was there. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of factors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did downtime look like in the Writing Center, like between sessions?
So, I know that the Writing Center used to be up on the second floor of the library. You guys are on the first floor now, right? And, there was like a little staff lounge space that the MA students would hang out in. There was also, if you went around through the Writing Center around the back, there was the space that the PhD associate directors were in. And so I didn't tutor that much. Most of my time was back in that room. And so I don't know, downtime didn't function the same way for me because I wasn't there to tutor so much as to get some of the other like administrative work done.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I spent a lot of time on was the Writing Center's research project. One of the years I was there was one of the years that the survey was run. And so there was another assistant director who was in charge of running the data and like working with the statistician to like make meaning out of that data. But I was one of the people that, I think there were five of us. Oh, Ishwari Pandey was another of the PhD assistant directors. And we wrote an article for the Writing Center Journal based on that data. So that was a big chunk of time in one of my years. So my time in the Writing Center wasn't kind of structured around, oh, I've got an appointment at 10 and then downtime at 11 or whatever. It was kind of like, I need to go in and spend 5 hours getting work done.
Gotcha.
Towards my 10 hours a week or whatever it was as a PhD student.
Can you tell me more about the research project you're working on?
Yeah. The Writing Center's research project was housed at U of L for a while. And it collected data every so many years on, it surveyed Writing Center directors and would collect things like, how many tutors do you have? How many hours do they work? What are you paying your tutors? How are you preparing your tutors? How many students do you see? How long are your sessions? So like kind of logistical questions, administrative questions about how the Writing Centers run and like where they're situated in the university. So like, is your Writing Center in the English department primarily to serve first year writing? Is it in like the university, like so responding or reporting to the provost or somebody higher up in the university, and then the Writing Center serves the whole university? And so things like that, kind of structural logistic-y kinds of things. And so we collected that data. Let's see. Excuse me. I wrote a section of the article about tutors, and I remember a chunk of it was something about how they were paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. What is your take on where the Writing Center, I don't know if I want to say like should be located, but I know that there is sort of debate surrounding that about the Writing Center's function within the university, apart or outside of?
Depends on what you want the Writing Center to do and be, because I know that one model is like you have a Writing Center for the business school and you have a Writing Center for the medical school, right? So you'd have a kind of like a writing centers in the disciplines kind of thing. And I can see the appeal of that. But I do kind of like the center for writing, you know? So I guess my answer would be that it depends on what kind of school you are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so I'm on a pretty small campus that mostly serves first year students who are going to campus change to the central campus after their first or second year. And so for us, it makes sense to have a writing center for the whole campus, knowing that we're primarily going to, like, most of our traffic is going to be people in first year writing classes or developmental writing classes, just because like 50% of our student population is first year students. And so that model makes sense to me. I've also been kind of working towards the idea of the writing center of actually being the center for writing for the campus. And so making it not just, oh, here's where you go when you get a bad grade on a paper or because you're worried about getting a bad grade on a paper, but like, cool, this is kind of the center of gravity for where writing you can talk about writing and have ideas about writing and test out writing and get new ideas and strategies for writing. So I like that model, but I like that model for me. I mean, for my campus mm-hmm. and my situation. And I mean, that's always the thing about writing centers, right? Is it like every answer is contextual. Like if you read the scholarship on writing centers, it's always like, this is what works for us, but I know you're different. So, you know, take what's worth it to you and adapt it as you need it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's see. We're skimming through some of these questions. Did the Writing Center go through any changes while you were here that you remember?
So my writing across the curriculum appointment was not, or I can't remember if it happened before I took the position or after, but originally the writing across the curriculum piece was not associated with the Writing Center. It was with another faculty member. And so that was a change that happened around when I was working in the Writing Center, that the Writing Center kind of absorbed writing across the curriculum. That was a thing that changed. We got more space. We kind of annexed a chunk of the library next to the Writing Center. And we got a new front desk person. That's the stuff that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about technology? I mean, what was that like?
I remember that we, in the main like Writing Center consulting space, there were computers all the way around the walls. Like there were like the individual consulting tables kind of floating in the middle of the, not floating, but you know, like scattered in the middle of the room. And there were computers up along the walls. On, I guess I should say two of the sides, because I think the other side was all windows. And so you could go work at a computer with a client. There was also a printer and a copier in the room. And I think the common practice was that if a student brought brought it in on a flash drive or something, is that you'd print it. Mm-hmm. Or if they bring in one copy, even you'd print a second copy so that you and the writer could both have a copy. So it was still kind of the default, I think, was to work on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Although there were computers, and I think that move was mostly like, okay, we've had our session, now you can go work at this computer if you want to stay here and keep working on your project. But it was still really paper based. Whereas I think the tutors that I'm working with now are almost all doing their sessions with a laptop between them or a tablet between them or something, that they're skipping the step of printing that we used to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty similar to us here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, then there were, I can't remember how many computers there were back in the PhD assistant director's space, but there were some computers back there too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. The students would sign in on a computer when they came in.
Okay.
There was a computer out kind of by the entryway, and I think they signed in there. I think they were all walk-ins, though. I could be wrong about that, but I don't remember there being a big deal about appointments.
Okay, so there wasn't a scheduling. Could you schedule ahead of time, or did it have to be walk-in? Or
I think you could schedule ahead of time. I just don't think that was the kind of default mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think they did sign in once they got there, and they provided some personal information, contact information.
Yeah, and so after a session, I know you didn't do a lot of sessions, but do you remember doing client report forms, things like that, where you had to sort of summarize what you did in the session and log that somewhere?
It feels like I should have, but I don't remember doing it. every other writing, because what's weird is because I'm thinking about every writing center I've worked at, I did. But I can't remember doing it at Louisville. I have specific memories of doing it at my MA program and in my current position, but I cannot remember it at Louisville.
Okay. Well, I'll check the prompt and maybe he'll know.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if, because I know that different writing centers have different philosophies about, do you, tell the classroom teacher that you saw a student and, report back, or is that kind of a confidentiality thing, or what's the writing center's responsibility to the classroom? And I can't remember what the philosophy was at Louisville at that time.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Yeah. And I guess may or may not remember about the amount of professors who had requirements to come into the writing center. Maybe that. I think that has sort of increased with time.
I mean, there's engineering students I talked about had to come in. So I wonder if I did sign a paper or something. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, that's okay. I have a question. I was going to ask about the difference that you've seen since going from primarily paper-based sessions to computer or tablet. What kind of, are there differences that you've noticed in how you might facilitate a discussion or a session with a student?
So, this has kind of also happened alongside of me moving from being a graduate student to being a faculty member. And so what I know about the computer-based or tablet-based sessions is mostly through my tutors rather than me doing hands-on tutoring. I had a thing come up in class just a couple weeks ago where these are some people who have maybe been tutoring for a few months or who are hoping to become tutors. One or two of the ones who have already been tutoring asked me what I thought they should do because they're looking at students work on their iPads and they have not turned their notifications off. And mm-hmm. So they said they're getting naked selfies in the middle of the session. And they're like, what do I do? And I was just
I have never had that.
More than once, it wasn't another tutor agreed that this happens. And they were like, well, we just hurry up and finish the session because we were uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, that's fair. And we kind of came around with maybe that part of your agenda setting, introductions thing is let's turn off your notifications.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't pop up. But that's definitely something I never worried about when I was looking at Uber. For sure. But I think that it also changes the question of, there's always this big deal about who's in control of the paper. Mm-hmm. And the laptop or tablet kind of makes it more obvious because it's a heavier thing. I don't know how to explain. This materially, it's a bigger thing to do than just to scoot a paper over. Mm-hmm. Would be to take the laptop away from you and start typing.
Yeah.
And so the whole are we how do you share this work, or how do you collaborate over top of this paper, kind of changes a little bit, if that makes sense. And so then also things like taking notes in a session also looks different, because like I used to take notes, I'd like just flip their paper over and I start taking notes. You know, if they were brainstorming, I'd like take notes for them. Or if we were like mocking up an introduction, or sorry, an organization scheme, like I just flip their paper over and start writing it out, or have them write it out. And if they just come in with their laptop or their tablet, that's a little bit weird, because you'd need to like find another piece of paper or open a new tab or, you know, something and have, yeah, and it also you kind of lose the tactile, which I don't know, feels important. And like, it's because it's part of how I like to learn and think, is like to scratch things out on paper. And I know some people really like the stylus and the being able to draw and scribble on their tablet thing too, which maybe does the same thing. I don't know. I'm just kind of spouting things now about the materiality of tutoring, I guess. But I think though that the other thing that's been really good is how many more faculty are putting like their assignments up on the course management software. Mm-hmm. And so you're not dependent on the student to remember to bring the assignment sheet. You can just say, well, why don't you go log on and like, let's get this assignment sheet. And so we all know that we're all talking about the same thing here. So that, and things like, I don't think tutors sit with handbooks on the tables anymore, because they'll just like pull up the Purdue OWL or they'll Google something or whatever. And, which is kind of actually better, because if you think about what you're modeling for students, the students are always going to have their phone or their laptop or something there. And so that's the way they're going to, if they need to look something up, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to be like, well, where's my handbook? You know?
Yeah.
So in some ways, I think that's a great improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. let's see. I don't have any more like prepared questions. But if there's anything that comes to mind that I haven't asked about, or anything that you just would like to share.
I'm sure I'll think of things later. but I think we talked about everything, because I was trying to like refresh my memory before you called. Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about everything. Writing that article and getting it published was a really big deal for me being a graduate student. So that was important to me. Yeah.
I mean, it's been interesting to hear more about the research side, because as an MA student, I'm just completely entrenched in the tutoring and
questions.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think we were also assigned a couple of tutors to be our mentees. I think that was mm-hmm. another part of the training structure.
Yeah.
And so we
that as well.
We would like sit in on a couple of their sessions early on and offer feedback and or kind of co-tutor early on, and they observed us and then we observed them. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then we're kind of their contact person for a while.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I think that's all I can remember.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, actually, can I tell you one other thing?
Yes, sorry. Of course.
Which is how much my Writing Center work still kind of reverberates for me. Like I was just saying, like I tell this story about tutoring in the Writing Center at Louisville like today, like I don't know, 12 or 15 years later. Like I'm still telling that story in my classes, and as the writing program administrator on a small campus, I kind of did like do all the writing things, like mm-hmm. I have a hand in the Writing Center, I have the hand in writing across the curriculum, and like my main responsibility right now is the first and second year writing program. But having worked in the Writing Center lets me speak to a lot of different things that I don't think would have if I had not either been a tutor or like an assistant director at the Writing Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, here's one thing. Did you ever use the Writing Center while you were here? for your own? Did you make slash or come in and do sessions and have someone read your work?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I know that when we were drafting that article, like we passed it around among the other PhD students because there were like five of us collaborating on it. But that was more collaborative writing than like a writing center session kind of thing. So I don't think I did that. I know that happens a lot, but no, I don't think I did that.
Okay. I'm asked. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
And I will email you the consent form.
Okay.
Once I figure out where it is.
Okay.
It was nice to talk to you.
It was nice to talk to you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.